Much attention was given to American troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border over the Thanksgiving holiday. But at the same time, military personnel from Hawaii and Guam were also mobilized for another deployment, one that received much less attention. HPR's Ryan Finnerty tells us about the disaster response effort still underway in the Northern Marianas Islands.
Great. The ceiling just collapsed.
Imagine winds strong enough to overturn a car. That's what residents of Saipan and Tinian experienced last October when Super Typhoon Yutu made landfall with 180-mile-an-hour winds. Social media video from Saipan showed snapped tree trunks, roofs blown off houses, and torrential rains. Some of the first people to respond to the disaster were U.S. Army Reserve soldiers who live and work on the island.
Watching from the second floor, I could see how strong the winds were. And just from my experience, I've never seen a car flip over from wind before. Never been to a hurricane, never been to a tornado, but what I saw was pretty, it was a new experience.
That was First Lieutenant Bruce Camacho. He lives on the north side of Saipan. On a normal day, Bruce works in the office of the governor of the Northern Marianas Islands. But once a month, he puts on a uniform for duty as an officer in the storied 100th Infantry Battalion. As soon as it was safe to go outside, Lieutenant Camacho reported for disaster response duty.
It was chaos. Shelters were full capacity even before the storm hit. So when the storm actually hit and it took away a lot of concrete houses, there was a lot of displaced families that were looking for homes. When we got activated, we went straight to work alongside with the Saipan Mayor's Office and the Department of Public Works. We went straight into clearing roads so FEMA and Red Cross could come in and help the people provide tents and household relief. In my role, I have about roughly 40 to 50 soldiers working under me. We conduct route clearances to clear primary and secondary roads to and from heavily populated villages such as Coblerville, San Antonio, Cagman, and a few other villages. We have a few LMTVs, military vehicles. We use them to transport metal and heavy debris to and from the villages. From day one, it's been really bad. I see people walking the streets. I see displaced families. As we start to clear these roads, little by little, week after week, I start to see a big change in housing. I see FEMA tents up. They're in much better state than they were 30 days ago, pretty much. And that's thanks to our federal and local agencies that work hand-in-hand with us. We're slowly improving. I think the challenges, too, is working long days and long nights. But we'll get through this. Like the saying goes, we're one Marianas.
There are only about 90 Army Reserve soldiers on Saipan, not nearly enough to deal with the damage from Yutu. Within days, military flights were able to land and reinforcements were on the ground from FEMA, the Guam National Guard, and Hawaii. One of those mobilized was Sergeant Florence Yangelmau. She's originally from Saipan, but now lives and works on Oahu as a Department of Defense police officer. She said there was no hesitation when the order came to deploy.
To me personally, it was kind of emotional because I saw a lot of friends and family's houses, which was torn apart and damaged. There's a lot of debris on the road, and a lot of people's personal property was pretty bad. But a lot of people here are like coming together as a community, and they're just moving their stuff in the side of the road so that we can pick up the debris and take it to the dump site. Most of the damages is down on the south side, and it's really different from how it was before. There's no roofs on some of the housing. Some of the buildings, their concrete structures were broken down. A lot of houses, it's not even there at all. There's like holes. I saw a lot of holes in a lot of people's houses as well. I guess being struck down by a tree and whatnot that's in the surrounding areas. Even the trees here, they're no longer like standing straight. They're all sideways. When the wind was blowing, it was pretty hard, so they're all leaning towards the right.
Sergeant Yangelmau said that her hometown of San Vicente fared better than other parts of the island, but residents are still struggling.
Some parts of it is actually still okay. The only problem is that the lighting, there's no light because I guess the power lines have got down. As far as the water as well. There's no water. The city water is not pumping water there because there's a lot of damage to the pipes, the water pipes. So they're currently fixing on that, fixing the water pipes as well as putting up telephones, telephone poles to assist with the lighting. My family, currently, they do not have power. They're running off of generators. My mother-in-law's house was damaged. She's still pending FEMA to come over to look at her house to do an inspection. They don't have running water, nor do they have power at this time. They're very thankful to FEMA. They're thankful to the Red Cross, to the military, because we're coming here and basically helping our brothers and sisters. And they see that we do care, and we're doing our best to give them a positive attitude and a positive light that we're all one family.
Colonel Travis Delk is overseeing the more than 500 military personnel currently on Saipan. He normally works full-time at Fort Shafter in Honolulu, but was deployed to Saipan when the relief effort began. He arrived just 5 days after the storm made landfall.
The commercial airport was shut down for commercial flights due to the heavy devastation and damage specifically to the airport. The southern portion of the island, which was greatly damaged, much more so than the northern portion of the island. But for military air traffic at the airport, that opened up relatively soon, but commercial air traffic could not because the tower was identified as inoperable. The power was out. The flight line, many of the lights were knocked down. The airport sustained a large amount of damage. But it's operational now, slowly becoming more so and more so operational on the commercial side. Shortly after the disaster, military aircraft were flying in with Department of Defense personnel, military personnel, to aid the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, in the disaster recovery effort. When I arrived, I saw large amounts of devastation. Fence lines were blown down, trees, branches all in the road, debris, roofs, people's houses blown off. Complete, in some cases, completely, the roofs completely blown off their properties and houses. It looked in many ways like a huge kind of like a bomb went off. The impact was very reflective of large scale devastation throughout, especially the southern portion of the island. Telephone lines down, power lines down, power poles crossing the road, and things of that nature. Incrementally, though, everything's been getting better and better. We're actually looking for the Department of Defense to minimize its footprint here in the coming days to kind of transfer more of the existing disaster response activities over to the local people and the contractors and assist them to be able to get their economy running again so that they can get back on their feet.
Colonel Delk said that utilities are coming back online, but housing is still a major challenge.
Our most enduring mission here will be the temporary housing and sheltering mission. Pretty much everybody on Saipan, so approximately 58,000 people here were impacted in one way, shape, form, or another. There's assessment of over 1,000 people residing in the shelters. We're trying, FEMA's trying to actually repair certain, depending on the damage of the roof or the house, actually repair the roof. And then the priority, as designated by the government, is to get the personnel who are currently residing in shelters, get them a place to stay in, you know, repair their house and roof. And if we can't do that quick enough, that they'll be afforded a tent. And to get those over 1,000 people out of shelters back into their homes. So it's definitely, Saipan's definitely not 100% normal to its pre-storm condition by any stretch. But every day it's a little bit better.
If the recovery continues as planned, most of the soldiers from Hawaii will return home in mid-December. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And you can see photos of the military's relief efforts on Tinian and Saipan on our Instagram page. Check it out at The Conversation, HPR, or on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.